Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. We say that every time we read morning prayer, and well we should, because unless the Lord opens our mouth, we cannot speak his praise. As St. Paul says, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but the apostle also says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We cannot proclaim the gospel until we have heard the gospel. And we cannot proclaim, we cannot hear the gospel unless the Lord opens our ears. We may hear the sounds, we may hear the words, but we cannot really hear God speaking to us until Jesus breathes his own breath upon us, as he does upon the man in today's second lesson. We learn to talk by imitating the speech that we hear as children. That is why we speak English instead of some other language. That is also why people who are born deaf have difficulty learning to speak with the normal inflections that other people use when we talk. People who have not heard the gospel cannot proclaim the gospel, because the gospel is not just something that we can make up out of our imagination. We must hear the word of God in order to speak the word of God, and that, I believe, is why so many people have difficulty talking about the gospel. If we have not heard it clearly, we cannot proclaim it clearly. We need Jesus to do for us what he did for the man in today's second lesson. This man had a hearing impairment and also a speech impairment. Jesus healed him. How did he do that? Let's take a look at the text. First, Jesus took the man aside, away from the crowd. The crowd is always a distraction, especially for someone who does not hear well. Everybody is talking and gesturing and moving around, and it's hard for a deaf man to know where to look and what to look for. By taking the man aside, away from the crowd, Jesus is saying to the man, look at me. That's the most important thing. If you really want to hear the gospel, focus your attention on Jesus. The gospel is about Jesus. The whole Bible is about Jesus. Whenever you read the Bible, the Old or the New Testament, look for Jesus. Whenever you hear the Bible read aloud in church, listen for the voice of Jesus. Jesus is the living word who speaks through the written word. Look for him in every passage of Scripture. The Bible is full of things that can easily distract you. There are all kinds of those genealogies and all those obscure laws and all those different types of literature. There is poetry and history, and literary catalogs called apocalypse, full of weird images and predictions. There are also people who are eager to explain all of those things and to direct your attention in the process to their own particular agenda or philosophy. But if you really want to hear the gospel, you have to look past all those distractions and keep Jesus as your focal point. The second thing that Jesus did to heal the man was put his fingers into the man's ears. So Jesus was symbolically removing whatever it was that was keeping the man's ears from working properly. I have already suggested some external distractions that may interfere with our hearing of the gospel. Now let me suggest there are some internal blockages as well. Attitudes, prejudice, entrenched notions of right and wrong, feelings of guilt, predisposition to reject whatever seems to contradict what we think we know about how the world works. All of these things conspire to keep us from actually hearing the gospel, and we kind of like it that way. We are afraid that if we really heard the gospel in its fullness, we might have to change the way we think or the way we live. So we are unable to remove these blockages by our own power. We need the power of Jesus to clean our ears for us. We need to ask him to take away the things that are preventing our reception of the gospel in its fullness. We need to say with another man that appears later in the gospel, "Lord, I believe, thou my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief." The third thing Jesus did with the man in the story was to spit and then touch the man's tongue. I don't believe he spit on his tongue. He spit on the ground as though expelling the obstructions that were keeping the man from speaking clearly. Once again, there are obstacles that work to inhibit us from speaking clearly to others about our faith. We need to spit them out. There are feelings of embarrassment because our culture says it's not nice to talk about religion in public. Spit out that taboo. There are fears of being labeled a nut or a religious fanatic. Spit out those fears as well. There are feelings of inadequacy, which strangely do not seem to be a problem when we talk about our grandchildren or a vacation or one of our hobbies or some other matter of much less importance than our faith. Spit out those feelings of inadequacy. Just start talking. The words will come. And the reason the words will come is the final thing that Jesus did for the man in the story. He touched the man's tongue just as he had touched his ears. And then he breathed on him. He breathed his own breath into him, just as God breathes his own spirit in the nostrils of Adam at creation. Let the ears that I have touched be open. Let the tongue that I have touched be loose. And so it was. And so it will be with you when Jesus takes away from all the distractions of the world and touches your ears so that you may hear, touches your tongue so that you may speak, and breathes his own breath into you so that you may live. He will do that for you if you ask him. He will do that if you let him. O Lord, open thou our ears that we may hear that voice. O Lord, open thou our lips that our mouth shall show forth thy praise. Let us pray. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, and light riseth up in the darkness for the godly, grant us in all our doubts and uncertainties the grace to ask without what us have us to do, that the spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and that in thy light we may see light, and in thy straight path may not stumble. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.